John, I was wondering, what kind of skills do you use in your career? You know, if they're just people skills, did you learn these like on the job or just, I guess, in life?
There's definitely a lot of people skills. I think communication is incredibly important. So is organization. You know, I'm not as gregarious or as outgoing as a lot of people are in my industry. It's just not part of my DNA, but I do have kind of a quiet confidence about what I'm up to. And so I think that when you are assisting people in buying and selling real estate, that quiet confidence and communication is incredibly important. You know, that's what they need. They need to feel like they're being heard, like everything's very transparent. And they also need to have confidence that the person they're partnering with knows what they're doing. And so when I'm working retail real estate for people, I think that those are some incredibly important skills. And I don't think they came naturally to me. I think those were things that as a salesperson, I'm constantly working on. You know, I'm always striving to be better at that. From an investor perspective, I mean, really, it's like algebra on the back of a napkin, and you get really good at kind of figuring out numbers in your head. And like, so for instance, if I'm looking at a property that's distressed and needs some work, you know, I will start with what I think it will be worth when I do some work to it. And then that kind of gives me a starting point. And then once I have that starting point of what I think it can be worth when I do construction work or cosmetic work to it, I start thinking about, well, what is the general bucket of money it's going to take to get it from where it is today in its current condition to where it will be? And that's like one part of the equation. And then I think about, well, how long is it going to take me and how much money am I going to have to spend to hold the property for that period of time? And then I start thinking about other costs, like I got to pay a commission to a buyer's broker when I go to resell that property. And so basically, I start with what will the end product look like and be worth, and then I start backing out all my expenses, and then I have to figure out based upon what the price of the property is, how long I'll have to hold it, how much work it is, like what profit I feel I should make in the scenario. And so that's how I come up with what I should pay for something. And I mean, I think that I probably run these calculations in my head like thousands of times now over the last, you know, better part of 10 years. And so I can just do it in my head in a very, very short period of time. And it's not complicated math. You just kind of have to keep track of all the numbers. And so I think that part of my job is actually very simple. And anybody who is decent at algebra and can kind of keep track of some basic numbers could do that thing and be that type of investor. So on each other.